Today's Maromokomos. One possibility would have been to do what I did, which was give you all the background sugyas before you start Tosis, so you can get to Tosis. But that had a pitfall, and the pitfall of that mahalach is we can get stuck on the background sugyas and not get into Tosis at all. So I'm going to quickly go over the core aspect of the Gemara above Mitzvah. Then we're going to get into Tosis, and as we get into Tosis, we'll then elucidate why I put the Gemara in Sanhedrin Maromokomos. A special welcome to Natan O'Kiefer Shlita and to Jojo Edelstein Shlita, and let us begin. So just for their sake, I'm just going to get us back into the sugya that we're working on, the sugya of Ger Katan, just the Gemara itself. So the Gemara tells us a Chiddush that Amar Rav Huna Ger Katan Ad Bilmos Al Das Bezdin, that a Ger Katan can be converted Al Das Bezdin. The problem is that a Katan Lechora has no Das, and therefore, how can a katan undergo a geirus process with no das? That mechanic is not entirely clear. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Of course, this can happen. The answer is, diskusulo v'zachin la'adam shalo b'fana. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the geirus is going to take effect, al das bezdin, through the mechanic of zachin la'adam shalo b'fana. Is the katan halachically b'fana?
No,
why not?
Because
he's a labardas. So therefore, halachically, it's as if he's not befanav. And we're going to go ahead and give him the schus of entering into Knesset Yisrael through this process. And that's the process of zachin la'adam, shalom befanav. It's a schus. So what's the chiddush over here? So the chiddush is the schusulo, that becoming a Jew is a schus. Tanina, we know this already. Zachin la'adam, shalom befanav. So Gemara says, no, the chiddush is, ma'u detema oli kocham befkeira nichalei. You might think a Gentile is happy to be a Gentile. He can go ahead and eat everything he wants, lobster and cheeseburgers and the like, and therefore Befkeira Nichalei, and it's not a schus. So the Gemara says, no. When is it not a schus? If he's already tasted Toam de Isura. But if he has not yet tasted Toam de Isura, then we assume entering into Knesset Yisrael is a schus. And the Chiddush of this Gemara is, for a Katan who has not yet tasted Toam de Isura, it is a zechus. Ad kan divrei hagamar. Now, the main topic that we're going to discuss today is the Tosis. And we're going to go through and read and learn Tosis every single word. But in order to appreciate what's going on in Tosis, we need to have a little bit of background. The first piece of background is the Gemara above Mitzvah. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara above Mitzvah, but let's just set it up for ourselves. The Gemara is dealing with a case of a loan with ribbis. Perek Ezehu Neshech in Bav Metzia is the perek that deals with the Issa Ribbis. And we know that a Jew is not allowed to charge another Jew Ribbis. However, a Ribbis transaction with a Gentile is permissible. So the Gemara has the following case. You have different scenarios, but you have a Jew and a Gentile that enter into a Ribbis transaction. One borrows from the other $100 and agrees to pay back after 3 months $120. 100% Ribbis. And it's no problem because Goy, Jew, good? Comes along, now there's a due date, and J2 comes along, the second Jew, and says, listen, don't go ahead and pay back the loan at Ribbis. Give me the $100, and I, at a later date, I'll go ahead and pay the loan back. That is the negotiation that J2 has with J1. That's the Reisha. The Sefer case is a little different. It's where the Goy borrowed from the Jew, and now it's time to pay back. And now the Jew says to the guy, listen, don't pay back. I'll give me the money, and then I will pay you back, and you'll pay the Gentile back. So in all of these cases, the Gemara is saying that if the contract, if you will, if there's a contract between J1 and J2, so then you have a problem of ribbis. If, however, J1 is a shliach of the guy, then it should be okay, because who's really the relation between the guy and the Jew? Or if the guy is a shliach, or in the sefer, if the guy is a shliach of J1, then we have a problem. Why? Because the real contract is between J1 and J2. So the Gemara is entertaining the possibility of shlichus when it comes to a nachri, either the Nachri being the Shliach or the Nachri being the Meshaleh. That's the premise of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, this doesn't work, because how do we know Shlichus? Where is it? Is shlichus is like a svara or is it a gzeres hakasev? It's a gzeres hakasev. It's for sure gzeres hakasev because after all, you're going to go ahead and engage in a chalos, and I'm going to be the beneficiary of that chalos. You're going to go ahead and be mafresh my truma. You're going to go ahead and be makadish and isha on my behalf. You're going to go ahead and be magarish and isha on my behalf, and I am going to be the recipient benefactor of that chalos. Who says that works? So you need a special gzeras hakos. So the Gemara in the second parak of Kiddushin, also found in Maseches Pesachim, tells us the gzeras hakos. So we learn this out from truma, and the Torah says when it comes to be mafresh truma, I can be mafresh my own truma. I can also appoint someone else to be mafresh truma, and the Torah says who's mafresh? Gam atem. Who's mafresh? Also you, implying that there is a you and there is an also you. Who's the also you? Your shliach. But the Gemara says there's a relation between atem and gam atem. What's the relationship? Atem, you are considered to be, you must be a ben bris. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. And the Gemara's assumption, we're going to skip Ravashi, is that whether the Jew is the shaliach of a goy, or the goy is the shliach of a Jew, in both cases, is there shlichus to an akum? Ain't shlichus la akum, because they're not part of the special gzeres hakasuv of gamatem. Good? Kiefer, under control? Fantastic. For the most part? Not 100%? Not 100%. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because there will be a major test shortly. Okay, Jojo is. We'll get to Jojo shortly. Don't worry. Jojo is. While he's out of the splash zone, he's not out of the zone. Okay. Okay, so good. So now, Rabosai, is the premise of this Gemara? The premise of this Gemara, is there shlichus to a Gentile or not? What's the general premise of this Gemara? Is the premise of the Gemara. There is shlichus. Yet we know there's no shlichus. So the Gemara has to struggle to figure out how do we resolve? And I'm not going to get through all the details, but let's pick up from Ika d'Amre. So Ika d'Amre, the Gemara says, let's look at the Ika d'Amre quickly. Ika d'Amre Amar Avashi. Ki Amrina ain't shlichus l'nachri. When we say there's no shlichus l'nachri, animili inhu l'didon. That's for what? For them to be a shliach for us. Ava anan lididu havinalu shliach. Gemara says, no. Ha drav ashi brutahi. This distinction between us being a shliach for them versus them being a shliach for us is not true. Maishna inu lididon loksu atem gamatem. Rabba shlichem matem rebis av shlichem abrindis. Anan lididu nami matem rebis ka'omar. Ela ha drav ashi brutahi. So that distinction between us being a shliach for them or them being a shliach for us is a non-starter. So far, is there shlichus to a guy according to the Gemara above Metzia Davayin Aleph? Absolutely not. Okay, now, here we focus. Ravina Amar. Maybe the sugya works like this. Nihi de shlichus lenachri lesle. True, there is no shlichus to a nachri, but perhaps zechia. Holy smokes! What does that next word say? Midrabanan. Does anyone have a gemara above mitzia? Handy, Tully. I need a gemara above mitzia, badly, with alacrity.
Got it.
Alacrity. Rabosai, why do I want to see Gemara Bava Metzia? What's bothering me about this word midrabanan? What's bothering me about the word? What am I looking at? This little, do you have a dalet by you? I am so curious, dying of curiosity, what that dalet is saying. But right now I have my girsa of the Gemara, And it says, Nihi d'shiach l'nochri leslei, zechia midrabanon islei, midi dahave akot. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia creates a parallel, an equation between Katan and Nochri. And what's that equation? So we have Katan, Nochri, Shlichus, Zechiah. Open up. Ein Aleph. So we're about to say right now the Gemara. Does the Katan have Shlichus?
Katan?
No. But does he have Zechiah?
Yes.
Yes. What kind of Zechiah?
Midrabanan.
So too, maybe Nachri is just like Katan, no Shlichus, but yes, Zechiah Midrabanan. That's what the Gemara says now. Oh, it has a dalet over here. I'm just checking the dalet. Ooh. Holy smokes. Wow. Wow. Thank God. So the dalet is taking me to the margin. Mesiras Hashas. Hagos Vitziyunis. And it says over here, Shinui Girsa Toises Ksuvis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Hamaskel Matzbilin. And he says, Diyesh Svarim De Garcinon. Listen, there's another version of this Gemara. And the other version of the Gemara says, Zechiah Miha Isle. And which word is missing? Derabon. Wow. Wow. That's pretty big missing word. So in other words, one Girsa says in the Havmin over here, no Shlichus, yes Zechiah, Mide, and so too Nachri, same thing. The other Girsa, we'll call this alternative Girsa, is there Zechiah?
Yeah.
Yes. What kind of Zechiah?
Regular
Zechiah, which means even? Even Dorais. And that would mean also Goy, at the Havamim level, Dorais. Dorais. What?
Why is it going to Zechiah?
What?
Why does it not get Zechiah?
I don't know. Why? I have no idea why, but it says, true, he has no Shlichus, but he has what? Zechiah. He has Zechiah. And then the Gemara says, wrapping up this Gemara, wait a second. So the Gemara says, what's the logic? Katan, lav afakat lesle shlichus, isle skimidrabaran, hachanami, lo shna. So the Katan and the Goy are exactly the same, which means this sugya, which entertains the possibility of shlichus by an akum, does it really mean shlichus? It doesn't mean shlichus, but what does it mean? He wants to collect his ribbis, so we can go ahead and, if it's betorah zechiah, not shlichus, I don't know what that means, zechiah. But whatever it means, if it's betorah zechiah, then it'll work, just like it works by katan, it works by a, what? A nachri. And then the Gemara says, no, not true. Is there a difference between a nachri and a katan with respect to zechiah? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Velohi Yisrael asi lichlal shlichus, akum lo asi lichlal shlichus." Rav Osai, does a katan have shlichus? Does a katan have shlichus? No, but is he mufka from shlichus? Is he out of the parsha of shlichus? Is he a person who projects shlichus?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
He's a Jew.
So therefore, right now, he's got blockage. What's his blockage? His das. But is he, as a gavra, a bar shlichus? He's a bar shlichus with blockage. Blockage. What about a Nachri? Nachri is Mufka, he's a Lav Bar Shlichus. Does the Pasuk of Gamatem apply to a Katan?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Is he a Ben Bris?
Yes.
Yes, he is. So can he be a shliach? No, he cannot. Why not? Blockage. But he's a bar shlichus. What about the nachri? The nachri is a lav bar shlichus. So at the end of the day, what does the Gemara do over here? The Gemara basically, at the maskana level, this is an X. This is an X. Because at the end of the day, a katan is, a goy is out of the parsha of shlichus. Is a katan out of the parsha of shlichus? No, he's in the parsha. Therefore, since he's in the parsha of shlichus, can he be a shliach?
No.
But what can he do? He can do zechia. What does zechia mean? No idea. But he can do zechia. On what level can he do zechia? It depends. On what level can he do zechia? It depends on what your girsa in the Gemara is. Is it zechia drabanan, our girsa, or is it even zechia on a doraisa? Okay, that's our background. Now, am I going to be happy?
No, definitely not.
So then I will. Are you Aaron Kornbluth or are you Aaron Kfira? Either way is AK. Go ahead. I'm going to listen patiently, but be ready for excoriation.
A ger is bar shlichus, right?
A ger? For sure.
So there's your blockage.
I don't understand.
A nachri is blockage. He hasn't converted yet.
I don't understand.
The fact that he's not a Jew is the blockage.
It's not blockage. You're actually saying something. Believe it or not. Let's not get so excited. Let's get to taste. Shh. Okay, Rabosai, into Tosis. Open up Tosis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. What's in the front stays in the front. Okay, Rabosai, Tosfos, Dibra Masel, Matzbilin. So Tosfos writes, Matbino Sadas Bezmishun Diskusulo, Vitema. Now Tosfos is already going to stack the deck with a major assumption, which we'll have to see is true. If it's true, v'tema da haschia have mitam shlichus. So zechia works mitin shlichus, and the kevon de skusulo, and since this is a skus for the katan, anan sahade da avid le shaliach. What does anan sahade mean? If something is a zechus, can we get into the guy's head? Meaning, let's say there's a mitzia on the street. The mitzia is something I know that Heller wants so badly. And there's a mitzia. And if I don't pick it up, someone else is going to pick it up. So if I pick it up on behalf of Heller. Has Heller made me a shliach?
No.
Absolutely not. But it's so obvious that he wants this object. Therefore, Anan Sahade. Who's the Anan? Anan is the Velt. We can testify. We know for a fact that this is in Heller's interests, and therefore, I am a presumptive shliach. There is shlichus. What's missing? What's missing? The missing is the appointment. But when something is so evident that he wants it, it's shlichus without an appointment. Or as the Ksos puts it, the Torah is making the appointment. It is a shlichus, and it doesn't need a minui because of the shlichus. So says Tosis, this is shlichus. Zechia works midin, shlichus. And if it's a shlichus, without any downside whatsoever, anan sahade da avid leishliach. And then he quotes more about mitzia, gabe chotzer, mishum yad isra boy, vlogar mishlichus. a chotzer kinkona on behalf of? On behalf of the owner, the chotzer. A chotzer is kona. So how is the chotzer kona? So maybe it's some kind of shlichus, but was there an appointment? Am I appointing my chotzer as my shliach? No, it happens. It happens automatically. So too over here. Now, okay, that's fine. So step one in the Tosis. And Tosis is making an assumption. Just be aware. What's the assumption Tosis is making? What? No! No! What? That Zechiah works midin shlichus. That's the assumption Tosis is making, but it's a reasonable assumption. That's his assumption. And now Tosis says, wait a second. V'im kein, heyach zokin lekatan. V'alo ein shlichus lekatan. But we know, is there shlichus for katan? No. And if there's no shlichus for katan, then there, and Zechiah works midin shlichus, then there should be no what? Zechir for katan as well. After all, kida amrinon be'ezahu neshech. What Gemara is he quoting? Ayin Aleph and Beis, our Gemara, which says ain shlichus lekatan, and it also says over there va'od dakati ovid kochav mu. He's also a. This katan has two flaws. He's a katan and he's a goy. And v'amrinon hasam de. So by katan, maybe we have a way out. Because d'arminon hasam de'katan de'asi lichla shlichus, since a katan is what? Use my words. What does it mean, asi lichla shlichus? He's a bar shlichus with blockage. He projects shlichus. So islay zechiah, notice what Tosis wrote? Midrabbanan.
He's a guy.
Midir, 1 second, he's a guy. Aval ove kochavim. Dilo osi lichlal shlichus afilu zechia midrabanon lesley. So says Taisus, our sugya is plagued by two problems. We have a ger cut. On the one hand, problem number one is he's a cut. That's a problem. How are we going to extricate ourselves from the cutan problem? Therefore, what? Therefore, he has Zechiah midirabon, which would mean, if we stopped here, forget the Akum Pisik, we convert him Aldaz Bezdin. Is he Jewish or is he not Jewish? So he is a hybrid person. He's a schizophrenic person. He's a Jew midirabonon. What about on a Doraisa level? On a Doraisa level, he doesn't have gears. So that's a very, very uncomfortable situation. But that's what comes out. But we still have a bigger problem. What's our bigger problem? He's a koi. And in order to affect this gerus, what do you need? You need shlichus. But a guy is mufka from shlichus. So let's see how Tosis deals with that. Two possible approaches. Both very big chidush. Vinira Lari. Dehachanami dezachin lo midrabana. And Akum has what? Does he have Zechiah?
No.
Says Taisus, an Akum doesn't have Zechiah. But this Akum has Zechiah midrabanan. This Akum has Zechiah midrabanan. Why? Kedamin hasam. The katan islay Zechiah midrabanan. The afal gav dakati of the kochavim hu. Ha'asi lichlal shlichus. What's Tosis saying? He's a bar shlichus with blockage. Why? How? AK. Because what? Since he is in process. How do I know he's in process? How do I know he's in process? He's here. He what? Mullin, he already had Mila Lechora. So he's in process. Since he's in process, what does this particular guy project? He projects shlichus. He's projecting shlichus. What about any other guy? Every other guy is what? Every other guy is what? Is a lav bar shlichus. But this particular guy, because he is in process, he's like a katan. Now, and it's zechiyah midrabanan. Zechiyah midrabanan. I don't like it, but it's what I'm just learning a tesis. I don't have to like it. It's zechiyah midrabanan. Now, one second. Rabbosai, does this equation between katan and this particular akum, is it smooth? Or is Tosis expressing I'll call it a dramatic chiddush. Go ahead.
It's a jump.
What? Tell me the jump. Give me the jump.
It's two steps as opposed to one.
Explain.
You're assuming that the guy's already a Jew, so therefore it's the same step as katan to bar shlichus. But you're skipping over the fact he's still not a Jew.
Yeah, in other words, by the katan, is the katan a ben bris?
Yeah.
He is absolutely ben bris.
See, I mean,
so right now,
now
also. No, he's not. He's not a Ben Bris. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, you can project what's going to happen tomorrow and give him that din today. It's fundamentally different. It's a radical departure from Katan. It's a natural progression. He is now a Bar Shlichus with blockage. That's not really what the Akum is. Comes along Tosis, Mechadish. It's a big chiddush. That since he's in process, we're going to give him a status of a bar shlichus. Now, there is a very interesting, I'm saying this as a parenthetical, but Rav Yosef Engel, who's one of the great, great, great achronim, says every single ger has, as a guy, has what he'd call, like, what brought this guy to gerus and not someone else to gerus? Why? What drew this? So he has like a pintala yid. There's a pintala yid in the guy. In other words, in the guy, he's a guy. But in the guy, there's like a something that's drawing him in. So again, I'm not saying this is pshat and tesis. I don't think it's pshat and tesis. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, Rabosai, is this answer Tosis a big chiddush?
Yeah.
It's a very big chiddush. And therefore, I would posit that Tosis needs to say something else. He's not stopping there. He gives another pshat. Now, let's see if you can figure out this pshat out. Inami, second pshat. Kevon debahach zechia nase Yisrael havale ki Yisrael gomur le'inyin zechia. Very cryptic line in Tosis. Reading it again. Since in this Zechia, he's Nase Yisrael, what's going to happen after the Zechia? He's a Jew? So, Havale Ki Yisrael Gomor L'inyan Zechia. He's already, as far as Zechia is concerned, even before the Zechia, he's what? What's Tosis talking?
Is this by a gear or by
This is Tomatic Gear. Tomatic Gear.
Same thing, if not worse.
So, I think what Tosis is doing is he's assuming you know a little bit of Shas.
Yeah.
And he's invoking the following idea. Tosis is invoking the following idea. Let's say you have, we'll go with an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani. How does an Eved Kanani become free? If he receives a get shichrur, he becomes free. How does an isha become free of her husband? A get. Now, we have a principle that says, mashikana avdo kana rabo. Everything that the eved is kone, the adon is kone. Whatever the Eved is kona, immediately, if the Eved finds a Metziah, picks it up, who owns the Metziah? The master owns the Metziah. Mashakona Avdo Kana Rab. So how in the world does the Eved acquire his get shichur. After all, what happens when he receives the get shichur? Mashakana avdo kana rabo. So there is a paradox in receiving your get shichur. It's a paradox. So the Gemara has a rule which needs to be explained. But the rule says like this. How does he get a yad to be kona things in the future? How does he have a yad after shichur? The get gives him the yad. But in order to receive a get, he needs a yad. So the Gemara uses the following terminology. Gito, viyodo, boin ka'achas. Gito, viyodo, boin ka'achas. The get and the yad to receive the get happen simultaneously. What does that mean? I'm throwing an idea out. I'm throwing an idea out. You could take it. You could like it or hate it. I'm throwing an idea. You've heard of the concept called Toka de Dibur. What does Toka de Dibur mean? So if I, let's say, I forgot, I'm making some kind of bracha, something like that, I made the wrong bracha, and if I remember within Toka de Dibur, I have a Skos Chazar. It allows me to go back and fix what I did wrong. Toch kedei dibur kedibur dam. So I want to suggest an idea. What Toch kedei dibur says, what's the message of Toch kedei dibur? One could understand Toch kedei dibur means I have a right to fix the past if it's within Toch kedei dibur. Maybe what it means is as follows. How do we define halachic simultaneity? How do we define halachic simultaneity? So the answer is, if things happen within Toka de Dibur, al pidin, that's called same time. That's called they happened together. That's called they happened at once. How do you define a kat of Eden? Gemara Makas. What? If they come in and testify, Toka Dibur, it's one unit. What's the magic of that? Because it's as if they testify what? At the same time. Toka Vava Mala. Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dab. Now. Shh. I'll both say, watch this. When things happen simultaneously, does simultaneous mean exactly the same second? No, you have a little window. I'm suggesting the Chiddush of Tosafot, the Chiddush of the Din of Gita of Yad Bar Ke'achas, is the Torah can order those things as suits the Torah. Simultaneous does not mean simultaneous. It could mean within a small range. And within that range, the Torah can order it, so to speak. The Torah can say, when the Eved Kanani got his get, the yad that is necessary to receive the get, which comes from the get, is seen as happening a millisecond before the receipt of the get. And it works. Children, 1 second. So therefore, over here, what we're saying is, what gives him, does a guy have Zechiah?
No.
But since the Zechiah is going to make him into a Jew, and it all happens together. But in order to be a get Zechiah, what do you have to be? You have to be a Jew. Kevan debahach Zechiah nasi Yisrael, havalei ki Yisrael gomur leinyan Zechiah. We're going to, the simultaneity allows us to treat him as a Jew with respect to Zechiah right now. And the Zechiah will be effective even for this Gentile on what level? On what level? On what level? De Rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara Bava Metzia said what? Does a guy have Zechiah? No! He does not have Zechiah. But this is an exception to the rule for one of two reasons. Either because he's projecting Jew, first answer, or because Gita v'yadabon ka'achas, and in this Zechiyah event, transaction, he's becoming a Jew, and therefore we're going to order this as if he's a Jew in advance in order to operate and to give him Zechiyah. Mr. Edelstein. Simultaneity. For sure, Rashi and Chumash. Yeah, there might be. Yes. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't have to be the same exact time according to what we're saying. According to what we're saying, even. And a Hanan. Okay, gentlemen. Yeah.
I have a question on Kana, there's no ending that the master can give you guys. I can give the evidence.
No. Other than with this idea of Vash Kana, of Gita Vedabon Ka. Okay, gentlemen, we done with Tysus? Not even close. Weiter. I haven't even started Shir yet. Okay, now. So bottom line, what's the nature of this Geirus right now?
Derabana.
This is Geirus Derabana. Which other Shita in Rishonim might be acquiescent to this position of the Bali Ataisis that this is Geirus Derabana? Who said Rashi? Which Rashi? That's correct. Excellent. So you remember Rashi. Rashi says, what's the nafkamina about this Geirus? Where's the nafkamina? Mago'o bayayin is kosher. And what do we point out in that Rashi? Why is Rashi giving that as a nafkamina after all? After all what? It's only drabonon. Yayin nesek is only drabonon. Maybe Rashi chooses that as a nafkamina because he understands his Geirus is what kind of Geirus? Is only a drabanan geirus, maybe so. Is something outside that you need to deal with? Okay, good. Okay. Vayter in Tosis. The im tomer. So now Tosis says, okay, what's the status of this geirus? It's geirus derabanan. Now you have a 10-year-old giores derabanan. Can she get married? Can she get married? So you'll tell me she can get married. But if she's getting married, who's marrying her? A Jew. A Jew is engaged in Kiddushin Doraisa with this woman who is a Goy Min HaTorah. She's a Goy Min HaTorah. She's a Goy Min HaTorah. What? Yeah. Because her geirus is only a geirus drabanan. That means it's a geir midrabanan goy min haTorah. So Tosis asks, "Vim tomer hechi have a geir drabanan v'sharina le bebas Yisrael v'kidusha of kidushin min haTorah ove kochavmu." So how can she marry? After all, on a doraisa level, she's a what? She's a gentile. So Tosis says something incredible. Incredible, this Tysus is pregnant with Sheik Chidushin. Incredible. V'yesh Leimar, so Tos says, can this Ger Dirabanan get married on a Doraisa level? She can. Based on what mechanism? V'yesh Shomer, the Kosom Commandant, Ba'isha Rabbah, the Yesh Koap Yad Chachamim, Lakor Dover Minatora, Bekum V'aseh. Bekum ve'aseh. Rabosa, is she allowed mi'ikra din to marry a Jew? The answer is no. What kind of isser would that be? Is it isser doraisa of lo titchatein bam? You're not allowed to marry a Gentile. Is she a Gentile? Yes. Can she get married to a Jew? The answer is yes. How? Because the chacham came along and did what? They uprooted a din doraisa. What din do rise their brute? The Isra of Lo Sischatin Bom. One second. Now, do we have any precedents where the Chachamim can uproot Dinim Doraisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, where? Give me one.
Earlier.
Yeah, earlier, but give me one, a common one, a common one.
Shofar.
Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. The Chacham Oker Davin HaTorah, yes. There's a mitzvah saseh of shofar. And the rabbi said, on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, don't blow the shofar. What's the difference between that Akira and this Akira? That Akira, what are they telling you to do with respect to shofar?
Nothing.
Do nothing. Do nothing. Stop. Don't do shofar. Beshave the altase. Everyone agrees. Yesh koach biyad chachamim lakor davim na Torah beshave the altase. But here, what are they doing? They're telling you, alav de oraisa is what? Is mutter. And they're telling you, bekun va'aseh, you can marry this Gentile. That is a radical, radical chiddush, and such a radical chiddush. You need to go?
No.
What?
I'm going to get out of the window. There's a door there.
Okay, I need to seal windows. Okay, so the radical, radical chiddush. So much so, it's a minority opinion, number one, and it's such a radical chiddush that Tosis now asks. What was the Gemara's question by us? My kamashma. What is the chiddush of this Gemara? And what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara answer? The chiddush is the schus. I have a much bigger chiddush, says Tosis. It should have said that, what's the chiddush over here? Yesh koach biyad chachamim. They could have answered. So why did we not give that answer? So Tosa says, you could have had one or two chidushim. We chose one, we could have chose the other one. We chose one out of two. Okay. That is the first half of Tosis. What is the most important word that drives this first half of Tosis? The word derabanan in the Gemara Bava Metzia. One word. Derabanan drives the first half of Tosis. And it drives him to a many chidushim. Chiddush number one, that we will have Zechiyah Midrabanan by a Nachri, either because of projection or because of simultaneity. And then the Chiddush of Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lachor Dav Min HaTorah Be'Kol Yaseh. Tremendous Chiddushim based on one word in a Gemara in Bava Metzia. What happens if we take out that word, Derabanan? Because there's another girsa. You take out that word derabanan, the entire sugya looks different. No better though. No better. Actually, much worse. Much worse. Because are we good on the cutting side of things?
Yeah.
He's got sechia doraisa, but we're still stuck on the goy side of things. And how is sechia going to work on the goy side of things? That's a major, major problem. So the second half of Tosis, and how it ties into the Sugya in Sanhedrin, we'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Have an excellent day.